Okay, you're there, monthly expenses. So this is a good organizing of numbers. Drop to the bottom first, where it says startup costs will be $25,003. A percentage of these costs will be financed through a loan. The owner will be contributing $6,005, which we already know from what he put in his startup costs himself, and will request a loan of $18,998 as the loan for additional expenses. He is financing through a loan. It doesn't say who the loan's from. What are some options for him to come up with that $18,998? What are some options? Who can he borrow that money from?
$50,000
line of credits through your bank. Okay, a line of credit with a bank. A lot of times, small business startup have a hard time getting that. They don't have the asset base with the bank. The bank, in this size of a business, in his financial situation, he probably will have a hard time getting a line of credit to $50,000.
Even if his FICO score was excellent?
Well, we'll get the banker to answer that.
The way that you do that is rather than go in as a business, you go in there on a personal basis and get a personal line of credit.
You have an excellent FICO score.
And then you put your house up for collateral.
Yes.
But that's the only way. Typically, you'll never go in unless you've got a little history on the business and get it on the business.
Yes. Let me ask the banker a question then. How long do you need to be established in business before, because I couldn't even get a credit card in the business's name, and a loan, that's out of the question. How long do I have to be established as a business to get a loan, and where's the best place to get it from?
Well, that's hard to answer because there's so many differentials in there because it's going to depend upon what kind of business you're in, how much you've contributed to the business, whether you're going to want to sign personally or you only want to sign as an officer of the business. I mean, there are all these things got to be taken into consideration, but you can get them. Some that if you go strictly after the business and they believe in you, you're going to have a higher rate than you would if you went in on a personal basis, got a personal line of credit on your home, which that's what most people do.
But someone that if you don't have a home, what about if the business has been in operation for a period of time, and it's showing a monthly P&L, and can bring in bank statements, and typically your best place to, if you're doing well and having a positive, you're talking to the bank where your checking account's at, and they can see that in a minute, and they can see that your monthly P&L matches right up with what you're saying out of when they go and check your checking account, then your rise to acceptance is going up pretty fast.
Well, not only that, there are some instances where an SBA loan, which you can get into that, the SBA will work with you a little bit, but it's all the kind of business you're in because every one of them have different levels of
risk. Yeah, the bank's looking at risk.
You have to look at the whole bank.
You put your house up for if you take it. If you give them the money personally and your house is secured with the loan, versus you go in like a federal corporation, and our house is in that collateral.
It is enough, you say, or it isn't?
Right. It isn't. I mean,
it's not
collateral.
Right.
Just the business itself, because it's a corporation.
Yeah, that's an individual. Usually, a small business startup, usually the person's biggest asset is their house. But not always. They might not have a house. They might be renting. And then these other options start to come into play. There are other financing sources besides a bank. What are they?
Family,
friends,
investors.
Okay, and those family friends can be as investors, or they can be as they're loaning you the money. What's the difference of them being an investor and them loaning? Okay, if they loan, you still own the business. You just have a liability to them. How about an investor? If they're investors, what's the difference there? It's pretty significant.
The more you succeed, the more they're gonna benefit for what they
That's want. An important one. What's another important one of that process?
They have say.
You guarantee. you guarantee them in writing documents that whoever is investing in you, that they get a certain percentage of what you're doing.
That's true. That's what that is part of it. But there's another part of the piece of that puzzle that's important. If you're borrowing money from somebody, you have to start paying it back right away.
With interest.
Unless you have an agreement, you don't pay any. But the interest is going to keep running whether you're making payments or not.
Okay.
In that agreement. However, with an investor, then your agreement can be, as the business succeeds, they get paid back, not until. So now, that money that had to be spent to pay back the loan with interest stays in the company with you and your investors while the company grows. And then when the company gets to a point where the company is able to pay those investors back, a pre-signed agreement that says, we buy you out for this amount, and we pay you your principal first, and then you have some way of measuring what you're going to pay them on top of that, a percentage of the value, all kinds of different ways. But the positive of that is, during those tough times of startup and lean cash flow startup times, and sometimes a year or more of losses, the agreement is you're not paying them anything. They've invested their money, it stays there. You can't take it out, they don't take it out. It stays there till the company's financial stability allows the company to pay them back.
Or, if it goes under, they've lost their
money. You've all lost.
Yeah.
They lost, so did you.
Whereas you would still owe a creditor if you got a loan.
Yes. If you signed
a loan, that didn't go away.
If the loan was with the company and the company went down, then their loan will go down with it. If the loan is signed with you personally, it stays with you. Even if the company's gone.
So if you do it with an investor, it's pretty much how you determine to do it with them. It could be a payback right away.
Yes, absolutely.
It depends on what you agree to.
Mm-hmm. But typically, the only reason you'd bring in an investor, well, a couple of reasons. One is for the capital. Two, for the longer term, we pay you when the company does well approach. And also, an investor can bring intellectual capital. They can be very experienced, have great ideas. They can be an excellent source of management for you, helping you manage through it. And you have some way of tapping their talents in that regard. So an investor can have a lot more involvement in a positive way for your future growth and success than a lender can. Lender, they're more kind of arm's length, lending the money and expecting to be paid back their principal and their interest. Yes, Gary.
There's companies out there that will match you like 4-1 on your investment.
So you put in a dollar and they'll put in four, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. There are lots of options. There are angel investor groups where you put together a good business plan and they might look at 10 of them a day and they might fund one of them. And so you have to be good to go talk to those people because they're sharp and they're typically retired people with experience and they ask all the tough questions and you have the answers and you have a good business model they like, they'll probably invest in you. As an angel investor, which is kind of like the partner deal, where they expect a return eventually, but they accept the fact they're not going to get anything for a year or two. They're essentially being an angel helping you get started. But eventually, they're going to want their principal back plus interest.
Are they typically a lot higher?
Well, yes, probably. Mm-hmm. Everything outside of a bank is going to be higher. The bank's going to require the most. They're going to be the most conservative from their standpoint to deal with, but they're also going to have the lowest rates. And so sometimes, obviously, if you can get the lowest rates, that's where you go. Sometimes you can't get it. Yeah, you can. You have a good opportunity, and your margins are big enough, the growth potential is big enough in your business option that it's worth paying a little higher interest to get the cash now and be able to invest it and make it work. It provided those, there's countless stories where it works, there's those where it doesn't. Yes?
Generally, is it true that credit unions give lower rates than banks also?
Not
I don't know. I've never dealt with credit unions.
Used to be, but not anymore.
They're about the same. They're probably regulated about the same. Their costs are probably the same, and so they're probably pretty close. Is that the way
things are?
Yes?
Yep. Some of these investors they invest money for a certain amount of time, and it's agreed to in writing, and then they get their percentage. And if you under-promise and over-deliver to them, say you have the one investor, then the possibility that that guy is going to talk to, if he's got money, he's going to talk to other people and say, oh, we, you know, and then they like running herds together. Yeah.
Okay.
So they'll come to you and bring their friends.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So monthly expenses. Let's go up to the top now that we've established what Jose is contributing, what his total startup costs are, where they're going, and how much he's going to have to borrow from his loan, through his loan. So if you're all on that page, monthly expenses, here's his salary of owner and manager, $3,500. And you have rent, $450. And I don't think I have this one. I do. Next one. Okay. I have it on the screen. So here you go through it too. Well, that is on the screen. That's the...
That's right. That's the last
that's
page
correct.
Of the summer.
That's the last page of the summer.
Yeah, it's not this screen. That's funny. What's the difference in these two?
Well, this is the going for basically his first 2 months of expenses. He's...
Yes. Yeah.
He's put
and this
in there,
one is too. Okay, let's just stay in your book and disregard that. So we're all the same thing. My book and that screen are different. That's obviously an early screen from the previous model they sent us. So anyway, here we go. Salary, rent, advertising costs. These are monthly expenses. Delivery expense, supplies, telephone, utilities, all good. All things need to be addressed. Taxes, Social Security, monthly loan payment. $8,000 and 2 year loan at 7%. I think that seems like another mistake. How come that's only $8,000? Maintenance, legal fees, other professional fees, miscellaneous, total monthly expenses. $8,229.
That's for 2 months.
Yeah,
and then
next to it, yeah, right below it is estimated. Yeah, and total loan at 2 year notice. So, then estimated monthly expenses needed, too. So he's planning on having a cash reserve of $16,458, assuming that he's not going to have any revenues during the first 2 months. That's the way I read that.
Yeah.
And so that's a very conservative approach. Some businesses, it takes a while for them to generate revenues. I don't think his shaved ice business would be that way, sitting in the town square, 17,000 people a day going past it.
All cash.
So, yeah, that shouldn't be the case. But that's what he's done. That's a conservative approach. It's always better to be conservative. The best thing you'll ever do is do your budgeting and say, wow, I had way too much cash in there. I didn't need all of that. That'll be a good day when that happens. It doesn't happen very often. It didn't happen to me very often. Occasionally we have good surprises, but most of the time your expenses are higher than you expect. Okay. And so then it shows the total loan amount, which is required, startup costs, minus owner contributions is the $18,998. Okay, so you see that process?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do they break out the, in this, they break out what fixed assets are that always incurred? No, okay.
They really don't get into any balance sheet at all.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to. That's
whole
or when you get into balance sheet work, get your bookkeeper, your accountant, and have them take care of that. Most of us would just be frustrated and aggravated trying to deal with the balance sheet because debits and credits seem to go reverse of what they do on income statements, and they're just funny. So,
but that's much the balance sheet where the assets and. Right, but I was talking about
monthly expenses.
Yeah. You have fixed costs there.
Yeah.
Even if you don't make any money.
That's right. If you have no revenues, the costs still run.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So monthly expenses. So we work through those. Any questions about monthly expenses? Let's see. Okay, the next page is the sales forecast. for him. Totals are based on an average sale, 235, 910 sales per week. That's right, for one sale. Sales of 1,001 units per week for year two, and then 1,101 sales per week for year three. That's a good thing to do. These are obviously estimates, they're projections. They need to be as carefully planned as possible, so they're as accurate as possible. And anything else will just be hurting yourself if you're overly optimistic or overly pessimistic to the point where your numbers don't mean much because you're so pessimistic that anybody else look at them and say, why are you even going into business? Well, I was just being conservative. Well, don't be conservative. Be conservative, but realistic. So you have a balance there. Does it seem warm in here to you, or is this me?
It's just time for a break.
Oh, it seems warm, too. Or is it hot?
Can I make a comment on this sales forecast?
Okay.
You know, he's making, his profits are increasing each year, but his average sale has not increased. He ought to be looking at that.
Yes, he should.
He's growing, he ought to increase his margins by increasing his average sale.
Okay, that's a suggestion. But at the same time, his profits are increasing. What does sometimes you say?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So he's tying it to the ticket.
He's already got his salary based into his expenses. So this is real.
When the revenue increases,
real profit.
Yes, and his margins are so high that when he has increased sales, it falls to the bottom line for fast.
They don't want to have their prices raised. The people that come to.
Well, it isn't. He doesn't necessarily have to raise his prices. Note up at the top it says average sale. Mm-hmm. He might be looking at creative ways to increase his average sale. Remember, he offers a whole assortment of items. He charges for those. He offers some other, nuts or bars or something. Might increase that assortment if those are turning fast and being profitable. Then he might be. He has to be careful to stay focused and not all of a sudden become everything to everyone and end up diluting himself by over widening his assortment. So again, the main thing, I hope all of you can do as well as he's doing on his growth. He started out his first year 4,000 and the second year 15. Paid his salary, paid his overhead, paid his expenses, and he made 15,000. Probably in San Juan, Costa Rica. That's pretty good. Pretty good. So, okay. Any questions about that? Good. Again, remember this is a projection. This isn't an actual. So he hopes he'd get it that. And so maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Okay. So let's go back off of summer snow to the business plan review in your book. Practicing business number basics. So what would you rather do right now for a few minutes? We're going to take a break, and what would you rather do? Work on your lemonade stand?
No.
Ooh, you're still cold. She has her jacket on.
She's cold.
I think it's getting warm in here.
She's from Arizona.
You know, my coat.
She's from Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Okay. Okay. So do you want to work on your lemonade stand or your own personal business and go through and fill out these put in your own projections?
Personal.
Okay. So general consensus personal.
So do we work as a group or single?
Yeah, you work as a group.
So we have to choose a business within the group.
Yes. Yes.
Work it
together, and then come back to make a report, just like you did. Okay.
We don't go into our room, and each one have their own business.
Yes, you're going to go into your room. Each one of you are going to go over your own personal, put in your startup costs, or if you're going to expand, expansion costs, monthly. our monthly fixed, fill that out, and then go through and do some projections 3 years out, and then come back, and a few of you will report. Not everyone. Okay? And so, my financial analysis, so you're going to put startup costs, monthly expenses, you're not going to put in the lemonade stand, and then you're going to go on to business funding and some of the options that are listed in order of importance to you that you'd propose using, and then sales forecast, year one, year two, year three. Okay? Everyone okay with that? Okay, there's no secrets. We're not expecting to divulge rocket science patents or anything here today. Just some numbers. Just as a matter of promotion and a matter of experience of putting them together, working together as a team. Okay, let's take a 5-minute break and go right to your rooms and be back here at 3 o'clock.
Got to be careful out there. We're having a baptism.
Okay, so where's the font at? Which way?
It's right.
Okay, so it's over there in the opposite corner of this, so you don't want to go around there talking and laughing. Have a good
but
time.
There's cookies
just go
to
your
keep
rooms.
You quiet.
Oh, yes.
Carl, this is the new body
but the Conoco gas commercials say you get you'll set up five tankfuls and it'll clean your car.
One important thing is
Okay. We know about those.
The second thing is
if you do a lot of running around.
Yes, so let's get a team in.
Well, just make people aware of staff. Or the cultural.
Well, I'll turn it over to you to follow someone to give us a fair game.
No,
I
didn't specifically.
There are some special things about different types of
that's just a possibility.
From Lakewood, from there, and that's where.
Oh man.
First thing, it has to be on there, it has to be included. I'm not trying to make this place some people's point to. Too tired.
From Costco. Or Sam's Club.
That's fine.
Did you hear about that thing? Oh, it's one. Everyone's running out of rice. The whole scandal. It's like not a scandal, but like, which one was that? There's a rice shortage.
What was this? Who said that?
I don't know. I was watching that. No, it was not.
But it's at her house, which makes it easier. Yeah, most beautiful. So that's sincere. It's just that you gotta communicate. You know, it's like how often do you get a chance to go out and eat and pick the restaurant? Normally I go with Russell and sit still. It's not like I.
was.
Oh, but the thing is, she does, my boss does like these little places that she has to go. Recently. No. I go to the same place.
Well, no dropping off. I hope it's
better. Well, yeah.
Well, that's a good point. Younger people your age, if you've got the means to pay them for that service, they're rather dependent. You know, when I was a police officer, when I was in uniform, we had what were called pay duties. After your tour of duty, the private sector could hire them to protect them or protect their property. For instance, Coors Group, the baseball team, they would hire police officers to go to a 3-hour period and pay them to stay in uniform. Be there, be present for this operation. So they were this bad in the 1970s. $22 an hour. Minimum $66 per hour. Sometimes it was a 20-minute delay because they're carrying $1 million worth of diamond gear and replaced to the location. I'm armed, they pay me $66 for 43 for 20 minutes. Bobby would say to me, why are you doing all these papers? Maybe you should cut the grass and I'll bring them all in 300 bucks in an afternoon, and I'll pay someone to rip out.
For
what?
For
the
cater?
So I suppose that was a good one. So people are doing well, really, I can afford the service.
With the minimum?
But we are a service-oriented society. Unlike the Asian countries, others, they all do their business all by themselves. Where they have family do it, you know, family. Mexico, the same thing, South America. But here, we're hired. Well,
even more now than it used to be, I think, a lot more now.
Mm-hmm.
At least my dad, his generation, seemed like they all are doing everybody. They do everything.
That's right. You need to go to the next level. Hire people. So you've got dessert commission company. You're dealing with something, right? So you want to sit down and you look at those finances? You have no idea what the cost is going to occur?
Well, Wayne would sign up and a lot of the tools are already.
So that's going to be what you don't have. You'd have to buy that insurance.
It's good cost of value, and kind of cost of mass.
Mm-hmm.
startup costs and what the expenses are. Into the shop, and if you need lettering on your truck, because you might work for yourself or get a hip truck. Uniforms, marketing, we talked about that.
Marketing, you could be
the sharpest looking guy, have all the technical experience, new truck, brand new tools. It's like, look at me, but how do you get that phone thing? It's like, that's a long.
Is academy an expensive startup?
Well, in my industry, I started off with a portable. Cost me $4,000.
A portable?
Portable cleaner.
Meaning not like on a truck?
Portable. Plug it in everywhere. Got a heating cart to go with it. I've got pretty good pressure, pretty good heat. But it would take me twice as long to clean the house with a portable than it would be with a truck. So eventually, they started to raise some money, went to the bank. $6,000 or $7,000 for an old used truck, put a new machine in, and there we go. So it comes to some of it. And then for my second truck, I had to go in. Third truck, I had enough cash to watch it. So, yeah. We have three trucks. Slow growth. Very little inventory. And the other things in place that you should do to come back and tell me if you're doing it. You think about that?
Yeah.
Because you know that you don't have to be sure.
Really?
The average company in the state will charge 25 cents a square foot. I was in the 50 to 59.
This is a general question. I'm not sure what a business is. I wonder, coming out of the ice cream as far as you said she's part-time what and the customer service?
She answers the phone, the office, which is in that home. And people call in, and she schedules them either for a first-time estimate, or to do big business. Or someone you can call in and say, hi, this is Betty Smith. And there they have my cards coming in. And she's got a whole Betty in there, pull out your file. She goes to the computer or to the hard copy. Pulls up the paperwork. What can we do for you this time?
I'm sorry.
Well, you want me to pass out the roll of selling?
Because the customer can sell along the way with you. So we don't have to pass
out. Why don't we have a cash flow report?
They don't always ask that question.
This new.
And so our prices this year have gone up 10% over last year. But it's just a calculation. It's going to be $400 million.
Oh, is this in Silver Snow?
1,000 square feet.
Is it by the Silver Snow?
Sounds good to me. What date do you have the rep? While we're through.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Good.
What we don't want to do is send a
okay, so I can just use that as my work. So Silver Snow, okay. So your NPL statements. Yeah. Okay.
Welcome home. But she can also tell within the first 3 minutes whether these are what we call tire kickers, you know? $8.99 a house? We don't know. And they're typically not referred. They saw the truck driving down the street.
Can you do what? What was the question?
Well, they'll call me and say, can you beat $99 a house? You know, I write this ticket for $400 to $500. Oh, all right, click and hang up.
Well, yeah, that's good, you know? Because it doesn't waste your time. Right.
So that's what Bobby does. She kind of screens the calls, sets things up, and I come in and confirm them. And then I call the customer to confirm that it's me that's covering, I'm the owner, with a full estimate, I'll be 45 minutes to 60 minutes. So what you can do, because this is a big investment in your home, and it's a perfect. And you know, show her what we can do, who we are, what you do then. Why go into homes these days?
Did you ask them, what about when you do exchange products?
I'll go into homes these days.
I just put them over.
Hey, sir, to clean carpets, like you do an estimate, and I'll see time go up in the kitchen. There's an entry. And I look at the grout lines. The grout lines are black. Mm-hmm. They're scorched, they're spotted. And I'll say, by the way, this student can find out what you do. And I'll say, well, how often do you clean those grout lines? Well, maybe once a year I'll spend a whole weekend on my knees with a toothbrush. Mm-hmm. I say a whole weekend and you're sore. Do you do a good job? I said we can restore those grout lines to their pre-soil condition in 60 minutes. And dry it in 10. Okay. Well, I'd be happy to measure for you while I'm here and ask you to talk about the value of that. I mean, just, you know, so get me in the home. Probably gets me in the home.
Okay, so with what your wives and your strengths are, you are, she gets you in the home, but then you're pretty much the only one that goes into the home and works directly with the home.
Right, especially the first time. Mm-hmm. So if you're brand new, you've never met me, you just referred, it's important to see the owner, get it from the owner's mouth, exactly what we would do for
you. Right.
The body also does a quarterly newsletter. Mm-hmm. Every month from scratch, she will create a one page on the backside page mm-hmm. newsletter. And you've seen the newsletters coming from real estate and banking and all what have you. That's what it is. But it's unique to our customer base. We have things in there about how to remove spots. We have promotions on the Mother's Day special. You know, this is a promotion for the month. And we'll have testimonials in there. This is what Mrs. Smith would call it happening. Mm-hmm. Or we'll have, can you believe this happened? Mm-hmm. And we outline a tremendous, well, I'll tell you what it is. Clean Team is a company, you know, you've seen the trucks. They're a pretty good company. Customer called and said, yeah. I'm a repeat customer. Mm-hmm. May have Cooper, you know. She said, I was at a silent auction at my school, and Clean Team had this certificate, and I thought I would try them because I had the peer pressure, you know. So she says, they came out and they cleaned, and you guys, so the cat has also cleaned my carpets, very happy with them. They came out last week, they cleaned them. Looked pretty good for the price. She said, but the next day, the blood and urine from our dog, who had an accident or two, came back. And I called them out today, and they came back, and they came to the lot. I felt like saying to them, what do you call me? Yeah. And so, in a certain way, I said, so how can I help you? She says, first of all, I want to confess that I'll never do that again, because I know you guys have got this stuff up before. When can you come out and remove these things? And can you remove them? I said, absolutely. Why couldn't Clint do it? She would say. Why can't they do that? I don't know. Maybe we're not as well educated as we are in the chemistry of cleaning. So one thing led to another. Says, well, here's the other date.
Even if
we
knew the answers, you sort of
don't tell everyone. Right. And so we're set up to go. So we get those kinds of calls. And Bobby will work with those people if I haven't talked to them. But in that experience, her name is Betsy L. of Lakewood. We'll put that in our little testimonial, something that has happened among our base, and people read that. That bill is the one.
So you say she does this one quarterly?
Not quarterly, monthly.
Monthly?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty
awesome.
Yeah. And
it is, but you
so
know
you
saves.
Mail it to your 4,000 people?
Well, we not 4,000, we'll go back maybe 3 years. People that we know are still here and are interested in this stuff.
Okay.
So we'll send to maybe half of our base, 2,000. But up until 6 months ago, it was all of these U.S. mail. Now we have almost half of that on email. We've collected the email addresses of customers. It's just zap, it goes out. Costs us nothing. And it's working very well. Well, I'm sorry, not printing paper. The U.S. mail printing paper.
Oh, the one, you do mail some and email some.
Yeah, so we email about 500 or 700, and the balance will send out to customers into through the mail system until we get their email address. And then there are those who don't want to give us their email address or don't have an email address.
Yeah, we're not into that.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, we have 500 numbers to go.
Oh, no. Okay, that's some weeks.
So you're going to put yours together? He's not going to call on all of us. He may call on one of us to do a thing. So Adam, you may call on him.
I haven't decided on that already for sure.
I think, you know, if I could do it over again, if I were your age, I'd get my college education in the field of business management and economics.
I had 2 semesters for business management that I can finish. I already started that.
That's what I would do. And at some point, and you've worked for people, and you're in sales, and you were in the numbers game, mortgages, weren't you?
Right? Oh, yeah.
So do it. That's your strength. So if you went out and you tried to resurrect a failing company, you went and offered them peanuts on the dollar, you've done an analysis, or you've done an audit on their book, and you say to yourself, I have to make this work. I have sales skills. I know a little bit about the product or the industry. I have to work the numbers and understand profit and loss. And you're going to make an offer. And there you go. Not big time, slow.
And you probably find a failing company, though?
It depends on the industry. For instance, if it's a carpet cleaning company, you would probably come to someone like me and say, hey, how would I do that? And I would put you onto a distributor. There are 3 major distributors in Denver who provide, like a supplier, who provide us, carpet cleaning companies, with education, with chemical, with tools, with training. They'd be the people who know who's failing, who's not. So, and there's always companies out there looking for buyers, you know, because they can't measure it. They're losing their share. And we've looked at a number of them, and we purchased them. And it is now part of our company. We just added to the customer base. We didn't want the equipment, we just took the customer base. And what's interesting is, we found that this customer, or this failing company, this is 3 years ago, was charging 22 to 26 cents a square foot. And they were losing the shirt. At the time, you were charging $30. So you say, Ed, you're crazy. You think someone who's been getting it for 22 cents is all of a sudden going to be paying $39 when you come in? Under new management, new ownership? You got it. And what it boils down to is value.
It's great value, for sure.
But to create it, you got to get in that home, sell yourself, and sell your product, and sell a relationship.
That's with anything I think about. You can take an average person, though, with a car, for instance. You got, you know, compared to the other. Whatever salesperson can create more value than whatever car, no matter how much it is, that person is generally buying that car.
Right.
They see more value.
And there's value in the product, but there's also value in the relationship. You go to 3 car dealerships, you 2 guys are looking for a car, this Honda, it must be you. So you've gone to 3 dealerships, and you sit down after the 3, and you say, well, what do you think? Yeah. The guy says, well, you know, they're only $600 a part for the same car. And the most expensive one here, the salesman, I really like him.
Yeah,
right. And you say, well, what did you like? Why would I want to pay him an extra $600 just because you like him? Well, he was more believable, right? He seemed to have more knowledge and more interested in us. The chemistry was there. But what about the guy that's going to charge us less? Oh, man, he was calling you dude, hey dude, and this sort of thing. You know, he was like, hey, can't get out of here, man. I just didn't feel comfortable with him. Right? And so you're buying more than the car, you're buying the relationship, because you may want to call him in 3 months and say, the window, the automatic windows aren't working. And you want that guy to say to you, no problem. Call him back. Whereas the dude's like, hey man, come on man, you buy it as is, that's where you should go, man, come on. It's a relationship. I don't call my customers dude. If I get it, I get it.
Nor do I turn off smell like my beer garage. Smoke. I'd like to go. Is that my title?
It won't be that.
It's all in a relationship.
So is this group done a financial on anything?
This particular one?
We're going through it now.
Oh, no. Your personal?
Well, we've been talking about
looking for volunteers, your personal presentation.
I don't know if I've ever been.
We don't really have it, John.
Okay.
I mean, you know what? I brought my P&L for the month of February. But it is so detailed. And I'd have difficulty going back to try and create those numbers. Nope. 4 or 15 years ago. I'd need some time.
Yes, definitely you would.
So
no one could just do that. Okay.
Look for failing numbers.
That's what I've been considering. I have two cousins in Utah that they both bought theirs from failing. They were good companies and that people were just missing it. And they turned them both around until they tripled, quadrupled their sales.
So what they did was they identified before you discovered it, discovered that the previous owners were weak and this guy had a rock bottom company. And if you're strong in the area, it's an opportunity. Probably you can hire some of this. I don't know, it continues to look at filling the cars. And
hey, that was such a thing.
Yeah, car washes. People go out and might have 5 or 6 car washes. Some are getting better than others, but the guy overall may be losing his shirt. He's got whatever problem with furniture. He's got the whole shebang up for sale. And you may say, well, I said, well, I'll take these two locations because he's done the research. You're selling the car for 3 or 4 hours, watching the car, and you're going to have a time, and all kinds of stuff. And you're going to make an offer. Make an offer, you can't refuse. He's hurt. So he might, he's more about to sell you too, and hope to buy, I hope to sell his other 4 or something. There's convenience out there. You don't have convenience for all the Sims, Sims, Nate. Change names. And then go. Yeah, it's a nice little place. That's a nice shirt.
Really?
I said to him one day, I said, hey, since the total gas station closed down over by Colorado Mills, which was about 4 years ago, because it broke them all, I said, you've got to get them out of business. He says, no. He says, it went up for maybe 8 or 9% for 3 months. I said, no, but I can't even do it. He says, it's better.
I'm going to do this before.
I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to do this before. I'm going to